Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
And welcome to the show, everybody. It's one of those kind of fuzzy-looking Mondays outside today. I'm just looking out my window thinking, I wonder what that weather's like. I've been inside working all day. I need to go outside and see what it is. I hope wherever you are, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's really exciting to start our weeks off on these Monday calls and Monday shows. And I wanted to thank you for being here with us. And a couple of quick things before we dive deep into our great topic for the day. We want to do our little reminder. So I want to be sure that you are connected with us. And you can connect with us in many ways. The first way would be to call into the show, and that's a very simple way. You can put us in the speed dial. The number is 347-989-1363, and we would love to have you dial in and just share with us what's going on in your business, right? Remember, that's why we're here. We're here to help you build your business and create something that makes the change in the world that you want to make. The second way that you can connect with us is through Facebook. Be sure that you get connected there. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that, that's a great place for us. You can find us at facebook.com/decisiveminds and facebook.com/toughtalkradio. And then the third thing would be to be sure that if you're not getting these shows live, that you are getting the you're on the podcast so that you're actually having access to them and all the great previous shows. It's, you know, we've been doing this radio show now for about a year and a half. We have had some of the most amazing conversations, amazing business owners and ideas. So be sure that you go back and check some of those out and share those that were your favorites. And you can find that at Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. Really cool. We have been in New and Noteworthy for Business News for quite some time now. And what that tells me is that we're hitting on the topics and the information that you guys are wanting. So that's exactly what I want. One other quick plug. Don't forget, I also do a video podcast every week, and you can find that podcast at entrepreneurstakeaction.com. And those are short 3 to 5 minute videos where I teach some sort of tip for building your business. And so be sure you check that out. Well, so I've spent a lot of time over this last almost year, actually, in the thought process of how do you build how do you create a legacy? And so, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know that I am a third generation entrepreneur. I grew up in family businesses. I worked with my father and my grandfather for pretty much all of my life. I started working in the grocery store at the age of 5. And so it's been a lifelong experience for me. And I have a huge passion for entrepreneurs. It's why I do what I do. And last June, my father had an accident and passed away. He fell in his yard and hit his head and had a brain injury and died the next day. And it was one of those moments, you know, we have those moments that shift the way we look at things. He and I had been in business together my entire life, pretty much. I had spent a lot of time learning everything I know from that man. But you know, I was taught to build real businesses, right? I mean, I always heard my father say things like, you know, if you can't walk away from it and it still make money, it's not a real business. And I heard those kind of things my entire life growing up. So I knew it, right? I knew it on a certain level. But what happened was when my father passed away, I experienced it from a completely different level. I experienced what it was like to leave a legacy, to see someone who truly created legacy. And so I've been thinking a lot about that over the last year, but especially over the last couple of weeks. It's been really intense for me over the last couple of weeks. And last night, I sat down and I really stopped and thought about, what is it? What is legacy? And what does it mean to build a legacy business and leave that legacy? And what do you need to do to build a legacy business? And so I wanted to start today with what my view of this means, right? Because a lot of times when I talk about legacy to people, they all, and actually, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, go check out the news, go look at my wall, look at Michelle Sism, and look at the news feed. I asked people 2 days ago if they thought about leaving a legacy, and oh my goodness, I hit a nerve. There were people coming out of the woodwork that I didn't even know who left comments there about how much this is part of their thought process. And so for you, I wanted to start today with really my view of what legacy is, and then hopefully we'll get a few minutes to talk about maybe more of a definition of that. But, you know, I'm not just talking about building a business that you can leave for your kids. That is, I think, a lot of times the immediate go-to for legacy whenever we talk about legacy is that we're talking about creating something that we can leave for our kids. What I'm really talking about is something much bigger than that, something much bigger than just you or your family. It's about building something that makes a change, right? So it's a change maybe in your family, a change in your community, a change in your world. There is something that you want to, some way you want to leave this world differently. And it could be that you're creating a business that someday your children might take over if that's the desire that they have. Or it could be that when it's time for you to move on, whether that means that you work it till you leave this earth, or you get to a point where you're like, you know what, I think I've done my part for this. I'm ready for this to move on to someone else. And you get it to the point of selling it, right? So I've sold a couple of businesses, so I know about getting to that point as well. But it's about creating something that is bigger than you, that can move on and be continued without you, whether that is you selling it or you leaving it on for your children. So I kind of wanted to give you the broad vision of what I see legacy and what the conversation of legacy is as far as I'm concerned, right? It's not just about leaving something for your family. It's about making change in this world. And so, you know, that truly excites me. And I sat down last night and I thought, okay, great. So how do you build a business that can be defined as a legacy business, that business that's going to make a change, number one, and that business that can outlast you, can continue without you, number two. And what I realized was that to build a legacy business, you have to focus, you know, on a few things. You have to build it on a foundation of duplicatable systems, or what I would call processes. I think that there's, you know, there are four P's in business that we have to pay attention to, right? People, products, processes, and profits. And when we're looking at creating a legacy business, something that is going to be bigger than us, we have to build it on a foundation of duplicatable processes. Whether those are processes of how you work with your clients or how you hire new employees, right? These processes have to be designed in a way that anyone with the necessary skills for the job can just kind of pick them up and implement them. That's how you build a business to the point of being sellable, right? You have to have the systems in place. If you are looking at your business today, and it cannot run without you, you are the only one who can provide the actual services. You are the web designer. You are the coach who does the coaching. You are the person that turns the machine on, that creates the widget, right? If your business today looks like that, the great news is that you can start the shift of putting the pieces in place to create the foundation of those duplicatable systems and processes. And so we're going to be talking a lot about this over the next couple of months. I just wanted to kind of lay the foundation work today and give you kind of a vision for what my bigger process is here for you, because I would like to see you get to that point where, you know, to finish the story, my dad passed away, and in the funeral home, First of all, I've never seen so many people in my life. People were walking up to me constantly saying, oh my God, I've been circling the block for 2 hours because I couldn't get a parking spot. And they would say things to me like, you know, your dad gave me my first job. Your dad gave me the funding to start my business. Your dad taught me how to go collect the money from the people who weren't paying me. That happened for 2 days straight. That was the moment I realized that he made a change in the world. He made a difference, and he had created a legacy. He also had lots of businesses that we still had at the moment of his death. And guess what? They all continued. There was no hiccup. They continued to make money. We had to do some shifting and some legal descriptions and pay, you know, who owned certain things and all of that that happens when people pass away. But it was true legacy. We didn't lose anything, and it was built in a proper fashion. And so that's really what I want to impart for you, because I have been honored and privileged to be part of that whole process for, you know, the last 50 years of my life. So, all right, enough of that. Time to start thinking about our first guest for the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll shift gears and talk to our first guest. So be right back.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how six-plus-figure business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating six-plus-figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series, where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Awesome, and we are back. I was actually just sitting here going, hey, that's my new commercial. I hadn't heard it yet. That was awesome. Yay. So we're back with Rodney Hughes. Rodney, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. There you are.
Yep,
did we have you on mute for a moment there?
Yeah, I think we did.
Well, I am so excited that you're here. This is going to be a fun conversation because I just absolutely, it's one of my favorite topics. So let me just share a little bit about you with everybody. So guys, this is Rodney Hughes. He's a best-selling author, speaker, and sales and marketing expert focused on delivering accelerated results through collaborative and creative problem solving. Whether conducting a speaking session, training, or coaching session, he has a strong reputation for delivering tangible outcomes and over-delivering on results. And we are all about the over-delivering here. So going to fit perfectly. He served clients in over 12 countries in 42 states. Rodney has a tremendous amount of experience helping people who genuinely want to experience change in their lives. So having worked in previous marketing sales management positions and successfully starting several businesses from scratch, Rodney's learned how to apply creative problem-solving tools to every project he undertakes to ensure ultimate success. Powerful stuff there, Rodney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, wonderful. So listen, I am all about, I just want to spend first few minutes here really getting to know you and what makes you tick, and how you ended up at this point in your life and in your business. And so how about, you know, that was the good bio stuff, but give us the good story.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, I guess the best way I could put this is I'm just an average guy who has made almost every mistake in the book, especially when it comes to sales and marketing, the thing I'm the expert at, right? I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've learned, you know, how to start things from the ground up. And it started well before I even got in business. When I was a quote-unquote youth, I made a lot of bad decisions at a very young age that could have took me down a very, very bad path. And I ended up I made a little small decision back around the 10th grade of high school and to end up playing football. And while I had no idea how that little decision was going to end up sending me down a path that allowed me to do many, many other things from a business perspective and from just a life perspective. And so one of the things that I would say is that, you know, I believe in having in really thinking out the smaller decisions that you make in life, whether it's in life or whether it's in business, because those little small decisions, sometimes when you look back at them, you'll realize, like, wow, had I not made that small decision, I would have never ended up being where I am right here, right now, today. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just a person who's grateful that I made a couple of right decisions early on that seemed very, very small early on, but actually had a tremendous impact.
Very cool. Very cool. And it really is kind of the theme of the show today, it looks like, is that we make those decisions along the way, and they combine into what we create out of this life. So very, very awesome. And I do love that you are a sales and marketing expert. And I wanted to just share everybody your website real quick, so I don't forget to do that. But you can find Rodney at Rodney Hughes, RodneyHughes.com. So Rodney, let's talk real quick about you know, about your approach to sales and marketing, and are you working specifically with smaller entrepreneurs at this point? What is who are you working with?
Got it. So as far as who I'm working with, I work with a lot of small clients, like smaller entrepreneurs, but I also work with a lot of big, like people within big organizations as well. I'm talking about Fortune 500 type companies. But I would say right now, focusing more on helping smaller businesses make better decisions, especially when it comes to them setting up. I heard what you talked about a little bit earlier, but setting up those systems and those processes, because if you don't set that up, it's going to plateau at some point in the business. And so I really go and help a lot of smaller entrepreneurs right now look at their sales and marketing from a systematic type of standpoint, so that they can set up marketing assets in their business that will drive that business to them, and they'll have selling systems in place that will help them be able to eventually walk away from the business, or not necessarily wholeheartedly walk away from the business, but be able to not be in the business and the business is still operating for them.
Right, exactly.
That's what I pretty much teach people how to do.
Yeah, so are there any specific avenues of marketing that you prefer to work in, online or anything particular?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't say that I'm a 100% expert at online marketing, but what I've learned is that there's a lot. The skills are still transferable. A lot of the skills are still transferable. And so I have other people that I partner up with that if a client of mine needs to really improve their online marketing, then I have a person that I work with that can set up everything from an online perspective. What I really do is when I go in, I try to typically simplify what it is that people are doing. Because one thing that I've noticed is a lot of times people have very unorganized approaches to marketing and towards sales that ends up causing them to leave money on the table. And so I think you asked me just a second ago, kind of like, what is my philosophy or whatever around sales and marketing? Is that right? So my approach is this. You want to take the fastest path to the most cash, okay? And so you really want to simplify things so that you can have that speed type of situation in place. And so when I look at your marketing, I want to make sure that we're taking the best steps that's going to get results and not just make you not just feed into your ego, right? So just as an example of this is I'm a big advocate of direct response marketing. And so I don't, you know, brand awareness is all good and great, but, you know, when you're a small business and every single dollar is, and it's very, very important when you're a small business. You know, when you're a Fortune 500 company, it's almost like those dollars aren't real. Now, we all know that they're real dollars, but, you know, for somebody who is sometimes having to not pay themselves so that they can make sure that their employees are getting paid.
Right.
They have a totally different perspective on how they spend advertising and marketing dollars than somebody who is a senior manager at some Fortune 500 industry, right? That's not their, quote unquote, their money. When you're dealing with the small business owner, that's their money. And so what I try to do is I try to help them figure out what type of advertising, what type of marketing is going to really take your dollars and maximize it to its fullest extent. And so that's really what I focus on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just, you know, do a little deeper dive into direct response just for anybody who may not know exactly what you're talking about. Talk to them a little bit about direct response marketing.
Absolutely. So direct response, it's almost like what it sounds like. You're going direct to the market, and you're trying to get them to actually respond to whatever you're putting out there from a marketing standpoint. So as an example, a direct response type of ad might say something like, go to this website to get this, whatever this is, right? And so now when you pay for those advertising dollars or those marketing dollars, you're actually able to track the effectiveness of whatever that campaign is, as opposed to when you see like a big company like Coca-Cola, right? You're driving down the highway and you see a Coca-Cola billboard, and it might have a picture of LeBron James with a Sprite next to it. And it doesn't want you to do anything. That's more of a brand awareness type of campaign. When you're driving down the highway, if you're looking at, let's say, like a lawyer type billboard, where it's saying, have you been injured? Call this number, right? That's a direct response type of ad.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I hope that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. So very good. I just wanted to make sure we were clear for everyone here on the show. And I was checking out a bunch of stuff on your website yesterday, and I noticed you have a book, Selling Domination.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about your book.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. You know, Selling Domination that's a book that I wrote because thinking about when I first got started in sales, right? And when I first got started in opening my own business. So when I first got started, let's go back to the very beginning when I first got started in sales. Fresh out of college, I went into, I was working in the insurance industry, and I was an agent for the state of Florida. And that was a 100% commission job. And, you know, typically when you start throwing out words like 100% commission, people start to get petrified. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can't be petrified by that, because an entrepreneur is nothing more than a 100% commission job for the most part.
That's right.
but I was doing that, and, you know, I ended up excelling extremely fast in that industry. I mean, within my first 2 months, I ended up being promoted to a manager, having my own team, and I was the number one agent and the number one unit manager in that branch pretty much the entire time I was there. But when I got started, though, it was extremely frustrating. So, like, if you looked at it on paper, it looks like, oh, man, he was just doing great, great, great. But it was so much frustration because I found myself constantly trying to, you know, pick people's brains about, you know, what are the best things to do? What's the best way to approach selling? Because, you know, it's 100% commission. I got to make something happen. And so I wrote this book thinking about the old me, right? And I said, man, I want a book that's a short read that is very direct. It cuts out a lot of the fluff, but it gets to the point in sharing some principles, ideas, and concepts that can help you dramatically increase your sales, either whether you're just getting started or whether you're already started and you need to kind of 10X your business. I provide selling and marketing strategies in this book that will help, you know, the average reader or whoever's, whether you're in any type of a sales capacity, it'll help you be able to start getting faster results in your business. And so that's the reason why I wrote this book. And the book is entitled Selling Domination, Your Blueprint for Selling More and Generating an Extraordinary Income. And I should share you how to, I show you how to do that by giving you those simple and easy to apply techniques that I wish I would have known when I first got started.
Yeah, okay, great. So we, I don't know, we're looking at about 5 minutes before we go to break. Why don't, how about just give us a one great, awesome selling technique that they can walk away with today. How about that?
Absolutely. So now, just to be clear, are you saying a technique or a principle?
You go for it. Whatever you, something that's going to really give them some benefit. So you
okay.
do whatever you want.
Absolutely. I'm going to share two things with you, okay? And this is something that I share with every one of my clients. Two things. Number one, I think it's very important that you understand what business you're really in. Okay, I tell this to all my clients, and at first, a lot of people, it rubs people the wrong way until I actually explain it. So here it is. The first principle of selling domination is that you're only in one business. You're in the money-getting business, and never forget that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Here's what I notice a lot. A lot of times, you'll have business owners or sales professionals that lose focus. So I'm not saying you're in the money-getting business from a greed type of perspective. I'm talking about from a focus perspective, you need to understand that you're in the money-getting business because then it shifts your mindset from a subjective type of mindset of, man, this feels good, or I feel like this is right, or I feel like this is wrong, and it transfers your mindset to a objective standpoint of this works or it doesn't work. Right. And when you realize that you're in the money getting business, then when you're approaching your sales and marketing, you're just trying to figure out what works to get me the type of result that I'm looking for. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start thinking like that, you'll end up that's what's going to allow you to dominate your market. That's what's going to allow you to focus on the right things to really move your business forward and move it forward in a pretty fast type of way. Now, I know we're short on time, so I'm going to get to the second thing real quick. The second thing that I always like to tell people is you want to lead with value and exceed with value. Nowadays, I read some type of article where I forgot the article, but I read an article and I remember it saying that the average person encounters almost 4,000 advertisements every single day. Now, I just want you to think about that. It sounds like a lot until you start to realize that if you drive 5 miles down the street, you're probably going to see at least 30 billboards. You're going to see all different types of advertising everywhere, right? So because of that dynamic, people are now tuning out the majority of the advertising that you're doing out there. So the way that you're able to bust through that is you got to lead with value and exceed with value. And the best way I could describe this is look at what goes on when you go to Sam's. Now, I'm not sure if if everybody, all your listeners are aware of Sam's, but Sam's is a part of the Walmart conglomerate or whatever. And when you walk into Sam's, if you go down the aisles, you'll see people set up that's trying to give you taste testings of different products, right?
Yep.
They're doing that because they want to demonstrate their value of the product because they know this. If they can demonstrate the value before you even make a purchasing decision, it dramatically increases the likelihood that you'll end up purchasing that product if you like the product. And that's what the whole lead with value and exceed with value type of mentality is about. So whatever business that you're in, figure out how you can lead with value, and then figure out how you can exceed with value on the back end. And you'll be pleasantly surprised at how you're able to grow your business.
I love that. I think it's extreme. So you put two perfect points for this talk today, because it is all about understanding that you are, and if you are an entrepreneur, if you're in a business of your own, even if you're working for somebody else, it's all about, you know, you're in the money getting business. I love how you paraphrase how you phrase that. So that's awesome. And then lead with value and exceed with value. You guys really need to be taking good notes and taking that away from this. So, Rodney, thank you so much. Let's take just a second before we go and let everybody know how they can connect with you.
Thank you. Thank you. If you want to connect with me, you can go first. If you want to pick up a copy of my Selling Domination book, you can pick it up at sellingdomination.com. If you wanted to get in contact with me, I offer this thing called a free strategic business growth consultation. So if you're in business and you would like to learn how to attract more high-paying clients and how to really grow your business a lot faster, I set aside some time to actually work with you, and I do it absolutely free, where I'll help you strategically plan out the action steps that you need to take to get you from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. You can go ahead and take advantage of that if you go to my regular website, www.rodneyhughes.com. Again, that's www.rodneyhughes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. It's so nice having you here. So thank you, Rodney, for everything. And guys, be sure and go check out his website. He's got some great vlogs on there as well. So lots of great information for you to get connected and get your copy of Rodney's book. So thank you, Rodney. We'll have to
thank
have
you so
back
much for having
days.
Me, Michelle.
All righty. All right, guys, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with our second guest.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how six-plus-figure business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating six-plus-figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series, where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
And we are back with our second guest of the show. Chris, are you there?
I am.
Awesome. So, everyone, this is Chris Kennedy. And, Chris, I'm just going to share with them a little bit about your background first, and then we will go into letting you tell us your story a little bit. It's very interesting. So Chris is a best-selling science fiction fantasy author and speaker. He's a former elementary school principal and a naval aviator with over 3,000 hours flying attack and reconnaissance aircraft. He's currently working as an instructional systems designer for the Navy and as an advisory board member of Hampton Roads Writers. Chris's full-length novels on Amazon include The Occupied Seattle, Military Fiction Duology, and the, oh, Lordy, you're going to have to help me with this. Is it
Theogony?
Theogony. Okay, that's exactly how it's spelled. I should have just went for it, huh? And so it's a Theogony science fiction trilogy and the War of Dominance fantasy trilogy. And Chris is currently working on Self-Publishing for Profit, How to Get Your Book Out of Your Head and Onto the Shelves. And I think that that is so just a huge, huge piece for my audience, Chris. So that's, I was so very excited whenever you, when we had you booked for the show. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Michelle. I've been looking forward to being here.
Yeah. So, you know, that was the official bio, but how about, you know, what's the story behind all this, Chris? That's, you've had a very diverse life and, you know,
I have had a non-traditional. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a non-traditional career that's brought me to publishing, but it's been a good journey, and I've learned an awful lot along the way that I think has probably given me some insights into what's important for the listeners, which I believe is that, you know, anybody, I believe, right now can self-publish if they want to. You know, which is unlike any other time in the history of man. You know, right now it's easier than it's ever been, but you need a plan. You know, as you go forth into the industry, you know, you can do an internet search and you can find out everything you need to know. The problem is that there's so much information about, you know, the whole process on the internet that it's impossible really to sift through it. You know, you'd be long gone before you were ever able to read every single article that's on there. So it's not so much, you know, a matter of can you do it, but it's a matter of having a plan. And that's what I was trying to do with the Self-Publishing for Profit book, was to give people a plan. And that was based on what I had seen. I talk at science fiction and fantasy conventions. And talk about self-publishing, and after every single, you know, presentation that I did, people would come up and go, you know, I think that I could do that too, but I just don't know this one thing. And the one thing always varied, but it was, you know, it was something that I had struggled with when I was trying to figure it out, because I didn't have a mentor, you know, to lead me through, and I think that's where a lot of people are. I know that the statistic is that 82% of people have a book they want to write, 10% actually start it, but only 1% actually finish it. And I think that, you know, in most cases, it's a matter of either I don't think that I'm good enough or I don't know how to do it. You know, and so I wanted to try and help people out with both of those, so that they could get their book out of their head, you know, and into the stores.
Very cool.
There are so many great stories. You know, just as you're going around in life, you know, you talk with people and you hear their story and you go, wow, you know, that's so cool. That would make a great book. And they say, well, yeah, it might, but I don't know how to do it. I wouldn't know the first thing about getting published. You know, I don't know, too hard. So there's tons of stories out there that really ought to be told. And, you know, a lot of times the stories that you pick up in the bookstores, you know, are you know, far less than what you'd be able to do yourself. So,
yeah. Yeah. So tell us about when did you start writing?
About 2 years ago, I was kind of unemployed and I had just gotten picked up for a job. And, you know, I gave the statistic that, you know, 81-82% of people have a story. Well, that was never me. I was always the one that people said, oh, he's not creative, oh, he's not this, he's not that. And I was really in a kind of hard place financially. And I was driving home from work one day, and all of a sudden some things that I had seen while I was at work kind of gelled on in my head. And I was like, well, you know, if this happened, then that, then this, then that. Wow. You know, that would be a story. You know, it was military fiction based, and all of a sudden, you know, wow, that'd be cool. That'd be a cool story. And I said, well, what am I going to do with it? You know, kind of like when you talk to people, well, what would I do with it? You know, and I was like, well, but it'd be such a cool story. Yeah, but I've never written a book. I wouldn't know how to do it. And I kind of went back and forth, and I decided, nah, I'm not going to do anything with it. You know, it's a cool idea, but oh well. And I got home, and my wife said, well, it's going to be a little while till dinner. And I went, well, you know, maybe I'll start writing. And so I sat down at the kitchen table with my laptop and I started typing. And my wife looked over and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm writing a book." And she said, "No, really, what are you doing?" And I was like, "No, I'm writing a book. I had this great idea." You know, so I wrote it all out and everything really just kind of flowed and it went so well. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple of weeks later, I had 85,000 words and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I've got a book." And not only that, I've got enough to make a second book. And then it really hit me. What am I going to do with this? You know, I didn't know anybody in the industry. I didn't have an agent. And I thought, well, gee, you know, the first thing you got to do is an agent. You know, it says so everywhere. So I tried to find an agent. And none of them were at all interested in the story. And I had heard about this self-publishing thing. And I thought, well, you know, gee, that would be really cool. But I don't know anything about that either. So I started trying to research it. And, you know, like I already said, you know, there's just so much information. I was just kind of overwhelmed. And I realized really quickly that, you know, I needed a plan. And after being in the military for 20 years, planning was something that I could easily do. So I put together a plan, you know, for getting it edited, getting a cover, getting a blurb, and getting it ready to self-publish. And you know, I got to the point where it was all set, and I was sitting there at the kitchen table, and I had the cursor hanging over the save and publish button, you know, and sweat was on my brow. And, you know, if I do this, what's going to happen? You know, everyone's going to know I'm a fraud. Everyone's going to know, you know. And I had all of the self-doubt that every writer's ever had. And, you know,
yeah.
So I finally did what any rational person would do. I pushed the button. And then a funny thing happened. People bought it. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, tons at first, but enough kept buying it, you know, and told their friends and wrote a few reviews, and it got onto the, you know, some of the Amazon marketing, and then sales took off, and I really haven't looked back. You know, I've written 6 fiction books now, and the self-publishing for-profit book, and I get emails every day, "Hey, when's the next science fiction book going to be out?" So, you know,
cool.
Apparently people are liking them, and, you know, I'm going to keep writing them.
Yeah, and who would have known, right? I mean,
yeah.
I guess
who'd ever thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thunk it? I mean, I was kind of like that as well for years and years and years and years. I thought, I'll write a book. Someday I'll write a book. I don't know how to write a book, right? So I know everyone out there is sitting there doing the same thing. And whether it is, you know, having that book means just so many different things. So whether it is the accomplishment of doing
absolutely.
The first time, right? That's huge. I remember the feeling of finishing my first book, or whether it is to be used as a marketing tool. You know, we're full of an audience here of entrepreneurs who are trying to get the word out about their business, and you know,
absolutely.
Being a published author is huge, or so, even if it's self-published, right? I mean, being
right.
an
oh,
author
absolutely.
Is huge.
Yeah. You are, you know, officially the expert. You know, you can
yeah.
point to your book and go, "Look, I am the expert.
Yeah.
I have published on this." And it, you know, doesn't have to have tons of endorsements from high-powered people. You know, it just needs to be out there. And
yeah,
you're absolutely right. Books are so incredibly scalable where you can get, you know, a number of income streams from the same thing.
Right.
You know, I published a book and, you know, it came out as an e-book and then as, you know, actually e-book and print book came out at the same time. And then a friend said, "Well, hey, why don't you do an audio book?" I went, audio books don't sell. Well, actually they do. They sell very well.
They do. I love audio books.
I've actually sold more audio books than I have print books.
Yeah.
And then you're absolutely right. You're the expert and you can talk about, you know, whatever your topic is and earn a variety of income streams from that, whether you're making a course from it, whether you're going around speaking to groups. You know, there are just so many things you can do once you claim your expert status.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it. You write a book and you become the expert. I loved what your previous guest was talking about, you know, being an entrepreneur and, you know, doing the whole lead with value. And, you know, you get the right marketing out there and you become an expert and you can take it wherever you want to go. You know,
yeah.
some people love talking to audiences. Some people hate it. You know, some authors would rather sit you know, in their little cozy den, you know, away from everyone else and just write. And that's okay if that's what you want to do. There are plenty of social media ways to advertise your book where you don't have to get in front of people. You know, today it's just there are so many ways that you can get your word out there and, you know, really move your work forward that, you know, there's something for everybody. And that's really my message is if this is something, you know, if publishing a book is something that you've always wanted to do, then don't hold back. Do it. You know, there are so many different ways to do it these days, and you can take it wherever it is that you want to go.
What do you think is the, really the, you know, you've mentioned quite a few things that really hold people back from getting started, but if there were the biggest thing, if there was one thing that you could give everyone today and just, you know, helps them go get started on the project, what do you think that is?
Well, I think that it's just the fact that you can do it. You know, just knowing you can do it. That's the one thing that holds the most people back is just thinking, well, I can't. And if you have a book in your head, you absolutely can. There are tons of resources available. You know, there's all sorts of resources. You know, I mentioned the two things really that hold people back are, you know, I'm not a good writer and I wouldn't know how to do, you know, X. You know, the basic business aspects of self-publishing. And that's something that I tried to address, you know, with my book. And there's tons of other free resources out there, you know, to help you become a better writer. You know, there are tons of blogs, you know, that you can read. Doesn't cost you anything, you know, to develop your skills. Same thing with the business side. You know, there's really no reason that if you have an idea, you can't do it. Except that you just are afraid, you know, because anybody can. The information's there. You just have to go out and do it. The only thing that stops a writer is not writing. You know, you want to be a writer, you actually have to sit down and write. And until you do, it's nothing. It's just an idea.
Yeah, I loved that. You said you just sat down waiting on dinner that first day and got out the laptop and just started writing, right? You just opened the Word doc and just started typing away. And it really is that simple. As simple as that seems, it's really that simple. And that's really what I think you're trying to happen here.
And a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I'd love to do that. And, you know, I could, but I just don't have any time. And I look at them and I go, well, you know, if you wrote 15 minutes a day, you know, that'd be about 500 words. If you just did 15 minutes a day, 500 words, by the end of, you know, the year, you're going to have 180,000 words down, which is two full-length fiction novels or maybe even four nonfiction books, depending on what your topic is. So, I mean, 15 minutes a day and you've written four books by the end of the year? I think you got time.
I do, too. Oh, that's so wonderful. So let's share with everyone how they can find out more information about you and about your books and about specifically the self-publishing for profit book.
Okay. Certainly all of my books are on Amazon and most other ebook retailers. All of my things are also on my website, which is chriskennedypublishing.com. Got a variety of other things there where, you know, if you're looking for a little bit of help getting started, you know, I certainly can help. Variety of different services I have available there on the website, chriskennedypublishing.com. You know, and it's just a matter of getting started, you know, whether you need me to help, whether you need an accountability partner, you know, find somebody that also wants to write a book and grab them and go, okay, I'll hold you to 15 minutes a day if you hold me to 15 minutes a day, you know, and just get started.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's in my audience hears me all the time. They need a book. So I believe it. Go to chriskennedypublishing.com and find out more. So just get it done, you know, just get started and get it out there. So excellent.
It is, like you said, it is just so neat to actually, you know, get the transmit and see your book published. You know, it's a great feeling, and then, you know, that first one sells and you go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a professional author. You know, now what? You know, and it's really motivating to get you out there and do all of those things that you think you'd like to do. You know, I know a lot of people that are kind of struggling right now, and certainly that's an extra income on the side, you know, that can be done anywhere at any time. You know, if you've got 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, you know, you wherever you are, you know, you can be working. If you have a computer, great. If not, you know, you can have a scratch piece of paper and put your thoughts down and type it in later. You know, it's really something that is accessible to anybody that wants to do it.
And you don't have to have all the answers to get started. That's what I think.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I guarantee you that you did not know how you were going to sell it. You didn't know how you were going to list it on Amazon. You didn't have any of those answers in the very beginning, but you just started the process. And so many times, no matter what it is we're doing in life or in our business, the process just kind of, you know, I tell people all the time, it's kind of like the yellow brick road. It lays itself right out in front of you, right? When you're ready for the next step, you'll be given the next step. Yeah.
Right.
So
you figure out the things that you need as you need to know them. You know, first you got to write it, you know, so you start doing that. And the one thing I think that really catches people, and the reason I say they need a plan, is that, you know, I've seen so many authors that write a great book, and then, you know, they get it edited, and they get a great book cover, and they get a great blurb, and they get to the end of the process, and they've got this great book, and they hit, you know, they publish it, and then nothing happens. And that's because nobody knows that you're supposed to start the marketing well before you publish. You know, anywhere 4 to 6 months, you know, that's the time to start marketing your book and start developing relationships with your readers. Because people are going to, you know, buy from who they know, like, and trust. So you need to be developing this marketing platform, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, you know, however you're going to do it, you know, whether it's live or on the internet. And start developing those relationships with your potential readers so that when you do finish your book and you hit publish, you know, they know you and you say, hey, I really like it if you'd try my book. And, you know, not everybody's going to go out and buy it, but some will. And you say, hey, how about writing a review if you like it? And once again, not everybody's going to do it, but some will. And that's really what you need to get started. And nobody really ever talks about that much, that the right time to start marketing is before you publish. You know, a lot of people get to the end and they publish it, and since they haven't developed a readership, you know, it's hard to generate that initial inertia to be successful, and the book kind of falls flat, and they go, oh, well, you know, I really worked so hard, and I put so much into this, I guess I'm just not a writer. And nothing could be further. You know, if you did everything right except the marketing and you had this great book, you are a writer, you know.
And
they give up because they think that it went badly, and it's just, you know, they just didn't have the right plan. And it just didn't, you know, they may have the best book in the world, but if you can't distinguish it from the other 1.4 million that are published every year, you know, it's hard to generate that interest. That's why you got to start soon, and that's what I would tell everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for being here. So, guys, you want to go check it out, ChrisKennedyPublishing.com, and that's Chris with a C, C-H-R-I-S.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. All right, guys, we're going to take a short
commercial. Thank you very much
for
having me today.
You are so very welcome. It's been fun to have you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few moments after these commercials.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years. Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we are back. What a great show. Two amazing guests, and I want to be sure that you are going and checking out everything, getting as much information as you can from them. So the first was Roddy Hughes, and Roddy and I were having conversations about sales and marketing. And, you know, as you know, as an entrepreneur, we absolutely have to be focused on the sales and marketing in our business. A couple of really great stuff that that he was saying was that, you know, two things in particular is that number one, we need to understand that you're in the business of you're in the money getting business. You're in the money getting business, and really, what that means is that your focus obviously is on should be on sales and bringing in those clients to be able to provide the services and make the change in the world you want to make. And then the second was to lead with value and exceed with value, and I couldn't agree more. Absolutely very important. So be sure you check out Rodney Hughes at rodneyhughes.com. You can also find his book at sellingdomination.com. And then we had our second guest, Chris Kennedy, who is with chriskennedypublishing.com. And Chris has written many fiction-based books, but then he also wrote a book called Self-Publishing for Profit. And, you know, I think it's just extremely important that as the experts that we say we are, we can back that up. You know, I had one of my first coaches said to me one day, he said, so, you know, we were talking about whether I needed to write my first book. And he said, you absolutely need to write your first book. He said, so imagine this. You want to learn to skateboard. And there are two skateboarders standing in front of you. And one of them wrote a book and one of them didn't. Which one you want to learn to skateboard from? And it's like, well, duh, I want to learn from the one who wrote the book, right? So I've never forgotten that conversation, and so I just give it to you, right? Have you written your first book? If you've written your first book, is it time for your second book? You know, at this point in the last 5 years, I've written three books of my own and been a part of three anthology books, so I'm six books in, and, you know, many, many, many more to come, I guarantee you. So I think it's extremely important. So you can find out more of Kennedy Publishing. And we started out the show talking about legacy and building a legacy business. And like I told you, we're going to be focused a lot on how do you do that and what are the pieces and parts of the process? What does that look like? You know, one of the statements I made was that a legacy business is built on the foundation of duplicatable systems, duplicatable processes, right? That's one of the four P's, the processes. And so I want you to start looking at the things that you do on a daily basis in your business and whether you're coming to them from a mindset of, I'm the only person who can accomplish this, I'm the only person who can do this, or are they something that you can set in motion so that at some point you can hand them off to someone else? And what does that look like? And what do you have to get in place to be able to make that happen? Even if you don't know who that someone else is at this moment, we need to start thinking about what are those systems and processes. So we're going to be talking a lot more about all of that. We have a lot of really exciting things coming up in the near future that I cannot wait to share with you guys. So be sure that you join us every Monday, 2 Central, right here on Tough Talk Radio Network. For Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism. This is Michelle saying be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.